latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome along to Tuesday's Bulletin. For Manchester United and the club are growing ever more confident about the signing of Paul Pogba, according to reports in Italy. The Gazzetta dello Sport led their Tuesday edition with an update on the Juventus midfielder, claiming that the negotiation is now taking shape with his former club United, who he recently described as his first family. They add that talks have reached the decisive phase, with agent Mino Raiola having flown to Manchester to meet delegates of the club. Tutto Sport add to the speculation, reporting that United care for the 23-year-old, which is sweet. If he wants to return to the club he left in 2012, then Jose Mourinho will pay €140 million for him. That translates to £117 million, even more than previously claimed. Both Italian newspapers report that while speculation has been abound all summer concerning Pogba, things are now more serious as United push for a deal. Well, moving on, Marcus Rashford will be put through an intensive five-day conditioning programme during Manchester United's tour of China over the next week. 18-year-old England defender is playing catch-up with some of his teammates after taking part in the Euros. United boss Jose Mourinho has already indicated Rashford won't be taking part when the Red Devils take on Borussia Dortmund in Shanghai this Friday, and he is also set to sit out the second International Champions Cup game against local rivals Manchester City in Beijing on July 25th. Well, Rashford is still waiting to discover what role he may have next season under his new manager. It's understood the Portuguese wants to take a closer look at a player who made a sensational first-team breakthrough during the second half of last season's campaign. The teenager will be put through a series of core fitness assessments, and Rashford admits it means a lot to be going to China. It's an opportunity to show the manager what you've got, and you have to take the opportunity when it comes. It's a massive experience, he added. First and foremost, in pre-season training, you want a lot of touches of the ball. The training part of the tour is the big thing, and getting used to the players and the personalities. I'm really looking forward to it.